Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Good day and a warm welcome to everyone. Today in the studio with us, we have a very special guest, Mr. Carl Dix, who is a longtime revolutionary leader, representative from Red Columns in New York. Good day, Mr. Dix. How are you? So, Mr. Carl Dix, how do you feel about some states considering allowing green card holders to vote in state and local elections? What are your thoughts on extending voting rights to these people on a state level?
Okay, I think it should not even be restricted to a state level. Look, people who are part of a society contribute through their labor and participation in that society should have the rights to contribute to what direction that society needs to take. And these restrictions that are put on immigrants here in this country, well, if you don't have this paperwork, then you can't do this, on top of the criminalization and demonization that immigrants face. I mean, you look at what Donald Trump has said about what he will do if he gets back in power, set up camps, intern immigrants in it, deport millions, including deport some legal immigrants, especially if they don't support him politically. This is the way this capitalist imperialist society goes at it. In a revolutionary society, none of that would happen. People would be allowed to immigrate to the country and become productive participants in the revolutionary society. There's always a need for people who want to do the work to help build a society up and keep it going. I mean, you look around this country, and maybe the most wealthy country in the world. It has a great need for housing. It has a great need for medical care. We will need to clean up the mess of the environment that this capitalist imperialist society has created. And we will need all kinds of people to help do that. There was a thing on television this morning before I came, and they were talking about the situation as far as immigrants, and they were saying, one problem the country has is we don't have enough people to do the work that they already have, let alone the things that I'm talking about that don't get done in a capitalist imperialist society because there's no profit in it. And they said, that's because the birth rate in this country is declining and we need more immigrants for that. We should be welcoming people who want to come and contribute to the society, not making them put their lives on the line to get here, facing criminalization, being arrested, being targeted by vigilantes, and all like this. And see, that's something that the revolutionary leader Bob Avakian has championed for quite some time, that we have to take a totally different approach to immigration. We should look at it as our sisters and brothers who may have been born in other parts of the world but are being driven here by the conditions in those parts of the world, largely impacted by the U.S. and its global domination. And instead of trying to push them out, demonizing them, blaming them for all kinds of things that are not their fault, they should be welcomed and incorporated into the society and encouraged to participate in the discussion, controversy, discourse, dissent that's needed to keep the society going in an emancipatory direction. Because that's the kind of society that the revolution that Bob Avakian leads envisions bringing into being. He's written a constitution for this future socialist republic in North America. And one of the things that it does say is we won't have an enforced border that will not allow people to come in. People will be welcome to come in and participate in the way that I just talked about, like everybody else in the society. And that's the way that things need to go. That's the only way we're going to solve the problems that imperialism is inflicting on the planet. We need to have more and more societies where people are working in that way, as opposed to putting barbed wire on the border and killing people for trying to get to you, actually figuring out ways that we can work together to deal with the many problems we have, which will require quite a bit of labor, as opposed to, you know, how can we keep them out and keep going the horrible conditions that are even in a country with the wealth and power of the U.S. and definitely around the world.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.